Good morning. It's Sunday, April 12th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A grand vision is taking shape in Washington. Donald Trump has unveiled plans for a massive 250-foot Victory Arch in the U.S. Capitol, inspired by Paris's Arc de Triomphe. The gold-accented structure, featuring eagles, lions, and patriotic inscriptions, would stand taller than both the Capitol and the Lincoln Memorial. The White House says the project honors American sacrifice, while initial funding includes millions from federal cultural programs. Critics, however, question costs and priorities as legal challenges loom. The proposal now heads to a federal design panel for review, where its fate and its place in Washington's skyline will soon be decided. Another news. A political campaign faces escalating legal pressure. Congressman Eric Swalwell is now under investigation by Manhattan prosecutors over multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Four women have accused him of behavior ranging from harassment to rape, including incidents in New York. Swalwell has strongly denied all claims, calling them false and pledging to fight them with evidence. The district attorney's office has urged other potential victims to come forward, emphasizing a survivor-focused approach. The probe comes at a critical moment in California's governor race, where Swalwell had been a frontrunner, raising serious questions about the future of his campaign. Around the world, high-stakes diplomacy has hit a wall. Talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad have ended without agreement, according to Vice President J.D. Vance. The negotiations aim to solidify a fragile ceasefire and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a vital global oil route. Iranian officials said trust had not been established, while the U.S. described its offer as final. Meanwhile, violence continues in Lebanon, complicating the broader peace effort. With no deal in place, uncertainty now looms over regional stability and global energy supplies, leaving the next steps in the conflict unclear. Another news. A new leader steps into a delicate balance of power. Iraq's parliament has elected Nizar Ahmadi as the country's new president, a largely ceremonial but symbolically important role. A Kurdish politician and former minister, Ahmadi's appointment comes after months of political negotiations following elections. Attention now turns to the selection of a prime minister, a far more powerful position. The process is already drawing international scrutiny, with tensions between U.S. and Iran-backed factions influencing the outcome. As Iraq navigates internal divisions and external pressures, the leadership choices ahead will shape its political direction. Another news. A mysterious crash raises fresh security concerns in northern Europe. Finnish authorities have discovered a drone carrying an unexploded warhead in a forest in southern Finland. Police say the unmanned aircraft resembles others that recently entered Finnish territory, possibly diverted by electronic interference. The military has secured the area and is working to safely disable the device. Previous incidents were linked to drones from the Ukraine conflict, highlighting the spillover risks of modern warfare. While no injuries or damage were reported, the underscores how advanced weapons can stray beyond battle zones, posing unexpected threats far from the front lines. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.